All right, and welcome to another installation of the Digital Digest. It's your girl, Ace of Solutions. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, I believe, on Ace at Ace of Solutions. Today we have with us for our installation, Selling in the DMV. It's Blitz season. And we really wanted to reach out and speak to the professionals in the area. Today we have with us none other than Mr. Elwood Reed. A real estate veteran here in the DC area with over 15 years of experience. Elwood, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So Elwood is here from iRealty Real Estate Group, which basically services Southern Maryland, the entire state of Maryland, and focuses on the Waldorf area. So Elwood, welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for making time to join us. You want to introduce yourself to our listeners and talk a little bit about how you got started in real estate?
Sure. So again, I'm Elwood Reed, broker and owner of iRealty Real Estate Group, based in Waldorf, Maryland. Got started in real estate after my 9-year career in the Navy. And prior to that, I was born and raised in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is a little bit south from here. Some people know that area, but joined the Navy, did 9 years in the Navy, stationed in Naval Station Annapolis with the midshipmen up there. And while I was there, I finished my bachelor's degree at Sojourner Douglas College in Baltimore.
Awesome.
And my family and I, we bought a house in Upper Marlboro, and we've been living here ever since. We moved from Upper Marlboro and probably in 2005 to the Waldorf area, and have lived in that area since 2005. And that's where we do the bulk of our business, but we're selling homes in Bernie, you know, all
over Anne Arundel, Prince George's,
Charles, and St. Mary's.
Establishing yourself as a, you know, veteran-owned and veteran-led business here in the DC metro area. Taking a look at your website, it looks like it's been recently updated. You want to talk about who are some of your ideal clients besides anyone looking for real estate? What is the sense of urgency or the sense of expediency? Are you looking for people that are looking to sell right away, or do you more so help people, you know, over a course of time, you know, regardless of where they are in their process?
You know, that's a great question, because what I found in my, you know, 18 years of experience is that not every
the same.
Okay.
So we get people
that reach out and they'll say, hey, I need something like yesterday. And
right.
we have the tools and processes in place to assist them in doing that. And we also get people to call and say, hey, you know what? We've been living in this house for 5 years, 6 years. We are thinking about possibly moving, and they have some questions. So obviously that person doesn't want to be rushed and poked and prodded. You know, they just have, you know, a more long-term outlook on their real estate goals. So what we do is, you know, don't discriminate, meaning if you need something in 30 days, we can help you with that. If you're 30 months out, we can help you with that. Sometimes people have gone through bankruptcy, divorce. And as you know, with the COVID-19, we have some people that have took some forbearances and different financial challenges due to COVID-19 and different financial situations.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll still work with those people to assist them in rebuilding their credit, which, as you know, that could take 2 years, sometimes 3 years before they're going to be ready to make a move. So we meet people where they are. And for me, I'm in this for the long term. So if someone wants to buy a house, you know, before this year's out, we can assist them. And if someone is a couple years out, we can assist them too.
Awesome. And if you're listening in and you want to take a look at Elwood's site, go ahead and check out iRealty. RealtyReg for real estate group, iRealtyReg.com. And then you can start your search, or, you know, start your browsing session from there. And of course, there are links where you can go ahead and follow Elwood or follow the iRealty group on social as well. So what does it take to be successful? You know, DC is, you know, a tough market, just as tough as New York and LA to sell real estate in. So what does it take to be or to, you know, develop the practice to be successful in the real estate market here in Maryland?
Yeah, so what I found is, so in 2003, when I started selling real estate, I was part-time. And then in 2008, I established the iRealty Real Estate Group. And it was more of a part-time operation, right? Mm-hmm. So I was working full-time and selling real estate, quote-unquote part-time. Mm-hmm. And in 2010, I started selling real estate full-time. So for the last 11 years, I've been doing nothing but just selling real estate. And what I found is, to answer your question, is when I was part-time, I did not realize that I was not giving people great service.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, because, you know, if you're in a board meeting and your cell phone is on vibrate or whatever the case, you're not going to stop the board meeting to, you know, take your client's phone call.
Right.
Whereas now I'm full-time, 100% invested in my clients. And that's what I found is, you know, what it takes to be successful in this area is you have to be full-time, 100% devoted, 7 days a week, and you have to be accessible. So for my clients, I tell them the best thing to do is text me, because if I'm in a meeting, I can still, you know, see the text and, you know, get back to you. I may not always be able to take a phone call, but if you text me as soon as I finish what I'm doing, I'll call you back. So what I found is that, you know, this market has right now is definitely a fast-paced market. And people in this particular market are tech savvy. So this whole thing, like when I first started, you would see agents say, you know, leave me a voicemail message and I'll return your call within 24 hours. That doesn't work these days in any type of market. You know, somebody sends you a text message within a reasonable amount of time, they expect a response. So it's just being responsive to the clients and putting the clients first and being devoted to our clients. And that's what it is.
All right. Welcome back, Elwood. Before the break, you were telling us about what it takes being dedicated. You were saying that you started out in the market full part-time, and then you switched to full-time once you realized that you could deliver better customer care to your clients.
Yeah. And so the big thing that I learned in this market is that people expect their real estate professionals to be responsive and dedicated. So that, and that's one of the things that I've found that makes me successful in this market is one, being full-time.
We're tipping past these tech issues. Thank you so much for joining us again, Elwood. You were telling us about the success and the dedication that it takes to be successful here in the real estate market in Maryland.
Yeah. What I was saying is that the one thing that I learned over the years is that the people in this particular market that we're in, it's a fast-paced market. So people expect very timely responses to emails and text messages and phone calls. And what I've learned is to use the technology that's available to us today to make sure that I'm responding to my clients in a timely fashion. You know, when I first started, you know, 18 years ago, it used to be if you got back to someone in 24 hours, that was okay. But no longer is that the case in this day and time. So most of my clients text me, and as soon as I'm finished doing what I'm doing, we get back to them and get their needs taken care of. So it's about focusing on the client, being full-time, and being totally invested in our clients to make sure that they're getting the level of service that they deserve.
Awesome. And you mentioned in our preliminary talks, you know, prepping for the pod today, that you have something that actually helps you deliver, you know, that next level tier or helps you deliver that white glove service with your local market updates. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so real estate is local. You know, if you want to live in Upper Marlboro, you don't care what's going on in La Plata or Waldorf.
Right.
So what we have in place and what we're able to do is, if someone is interested in a particular market, or whether they're buying or selling in that market, you can give me your criteria, and what I'll do is set you up on an automatic email so that we're getting you the information that you need in the time frame that's most convenient for you. So they want,
as soon as the house
hits the market. And some people say, well, you know what, send me that weekly or monthly or bi-monthly, bi-weekly, whatever the case may be, whatever the criteria is, we sit, we have a conversation, you let me know what you're looking for, and we'll get that set up for you. So that if you're looking to sell your home, as your neighbors' homes are coming on and off the market, you're getting that information real time. And if you're looking to purchase a home, the homes that meet your criteria, you're getting those homes in the time frame that you want them, whether it's instantly, daily, weekly, or monthly.
Again, for to sign yourself up or to contact Elwood, you can visit irealtyreg.com. That's irealtyreg.com for real estate group. So Elwood, typically how is it, like, are you searching the entire MLS database, or how does it work with these market updates? Are they only local to a specific city? What if I'm interested in Fort Washington, Upper Marlboro, and La Plata?
Yeah, that's a great question, Erica. So we can set your search up to fit whatever your criteria is. So like you said, if you're interested in Upper Marlboro, Fort Washington, Bowie, so I can set your search up by city, I can search it by county, or I can do a radius. So some people, they might say, well, you know what, my kids go to such and such school. So we would set it up within a certain radius so that the radius can be specific to where the kids go to school, or can be specific to where they go to work. Because some people say, you know, I don't care what county I live in or what city, but I only want to be no more than 20 miles from my workplace. So we would put that address in and then create the mileage criteria and search it that way based on the number of bedrooms and price and all that, bathrooms, so on and so forth, square footage, whatever they want to do, acreage, you know, or whether it be 55 and over, no 55 and over, swimming pool, no swimming pool, whatever the criteria is.
Cool. So here you have it, ladies and gentlemen, directly from the professional master negotiator and problem solver, Elwood Reed, joined us today just to let you know that the website is updated over at irealtyreg.com. Go ahead and check it out if you're in a market to buy or sell residential. And I typically ask some of the entrepreneurs and professionals that I speak with, what is your advice to new real estate agents entering the market in this area? What would you explain to them? And are you hiring? Do you provide mentorship?
Yes. So we do provide mentorship, or I should say I do provide mentorship, because what I try to do is to teach agents the right way to sell real estate. The one thing I tell them is they have to be patient. You know, it takes a long time to build your credibility in this market, only because some people, they don't value the services that we provide. They think that any old real estate agent will do. They just need someone to let them in the house and they can make their own decision. And what I've learned over the years is the things that separate us as real estate professionals is what goes on behind the scenes, the things that the clients don't see.
Right.
And I try to show the new agents those things that they need to be focused on, and staying up to date on the latest technology and what's going on in the market to make them a valuable asset to their clients.
And speaking of latest technology, real quick, you want to touch on, you know, how your business was affected during the shutdown shuffle with, you know, adjusting to digital and using digital to integrate, to meet with your clients and things like that.
Absolutely. So pre-pandemic, The technology consisted of, you know, when someone came in the office, we had a 40-inch flat screen and we could, you know, share our screen to the 40-inch flat screen in the office and we could look at homes and things like that. But mm-hmm. now things are contactless or, you know, virtual, if you will.
Right. And that's pretty high end, you know, pre-pandemic. If you're talking, you know, 2017, 2018, 2019, you know, the fastest way to get around your town searching homes is probably going to be on your flat screen with your, you know, technology, you know, hook up with your live feed or whatever.
Yeah. So we had, you know, people coming into the office and we would sit down. But now no one has been in my if for every 10 clients, one of them may come into the office, okay?
But you're limiting exposure to the public?
Yeah, so my office, they still have the mask mandate, 6-foot requirement, the tables and things are clean between customers, but 90% of my clients, they don't even come into the office. We'll do Zoom, FaceTime, different, you know, virtual sources. I had one this morning where we were on Zoom, we did the screen share and we did what we needed to do virtually. And you know, so pre-pandemic I had never heard of Zoom, to be honest with you. You know, we screen share on Zoom and all the latest technology, FaceTime. So what also the technology that we're doing as far as the homes that we're selling, it used to be that we would charge you extra for a 3D tour of your home. But now we go ahead and absorb that expense on our listings. So when we list your home, we're gonna have a 3D tour. And the purpose of the 3D tour for selling your home is to minimize foot traffic in your home. So that way potential buyers can look at your home virtually. And if they don't like the layout virtually, then they don't need to come into your home and take a look. And really what it does is just keeps the traffic down and making sure that when someone does enter your home, one, they're pre-qualified, they've already seen the home virtually, and they're just coming to, you know, basically.
Right, do a quick look around or whatever. Awesome. So it sounds like that you're able to not only help buyers, sellers, but also you're welcoming those that are serious. Now, what is the requirements for someone that may be starting a career out or starting a career path in real estate? What is the requirements for them to work with you? Should they already be licensed and have some experience under their belt?
Yeah, well, they don't need experience, but they do need to be licensed. In the state of Maryland, you cannot sell real estate unless you're licensed. But if they are interested in getting a license or in the class and they want to sit down and have a conversation, or they want to have a conversation via Zoom, just hit the contact us link on the website or shoot me a text message and we can get that set up.
Awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Elwood Reed, the founder and CEO of iRealty Real Estate Group here in Maryland, serving your real estate needs in Southern Maryland, in the Waldorf area, as well as throughout the entire state of Maryland. Elwood, I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for your time. You want to tell people how they can follow you on social? Obviously, the social links are there on the website, but what social links do you prefer people to follow you on? Is it Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook?
So right now, the Facebook website is the easiest for most people to get to. And basically what we do is pretty much the different properties and things that we're selling. We have the updates that are there. Also, believe it or not, on my personal LinkedIn page, there are different updates and things. Like today, it was about your HVAC system. You know, a lot of people don't think about the HVAC system. Some people have lived in their house for 7 years, and because the HVAC works, no one has ever looked at it. But that's just a recipe for disaster. And it's just different tips like that and things that you don't necessarily think about.
Allergies. Yeah, I took a look at it on a blog this morning.
Yeah, and like I said, just little tips like that. We just try to, just things that people don't think about every day. And we just try to, you know, help people keep their homes up to date and running and avoid unnecessary expenditures.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Any last words for the people listening?
So again, like I said, is open for business and looking forward to help anyone that is interested to achieve their real estate goals.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining. Follow Elwood on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can find those buttons of how to reach him if you're interested in contacting him directly for consultation. You can do that as well. All of those contact buttons are right there at the top of the page at irealtyreg.com. Thank you so much, Elwood, for joining us. That's all our time for now, and we'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
Peace.